you very close to the edge.
Told him to move like this.
He told himself. If I take the pieces away, he just keeps playing in his head day and night.
I can tell you he has great potential.
American chess prodigy Bobby Fischer became the youngest ever grandmaster in the history of the game.
Where do you go from here?
I want to play the Russians. You're the best in the world, and I'm going to beat them all.
Fischer mania is taking the country by storm.
My next guest, Mr. Bobby Fischer.
Mr. Fischer, are you a patriot? There are people in high places who take an interest in any confrontation with the Russians.
I don't really care about politics.
You're the one man in this country who could put up a fight.
Bobby Fischer is in Iceland for his match with the world champion Boris Spassky. It's the chess version of a 15-round heavyweight prize fight.
I'm not playing until all my conditions are met. I want at least 5 feet between me and the audience. It's almost like I hear their thoughts.
Bobby has problems.
Bobby is displaying signs of paranoia and delusional psychosis.
And who says you can't make a film about chess? I guess Edward Zwick, guy from Blood Diamond, Glory, I believe Last Samurai as well, proved otherwise. With people we were talking about Pawn Sacrifice here, starring Tobey Maguire. And this is the third film. No, actually, this is probably the fourth film, I believe, that follows the life of Robert Fischer, or Bobby Fischer, if you want to call him that. I believe the first one was called Searching for Bobby Sugar, Bobby Fischer, which was the one with Max Pomerantz in it, which was a really good film. And I believe one was supposed to come out for 2010, and I believe they got a direct-to-DVD release. It was called A Requiem for Bobby Fischer. I don't know if that ever got released. I never seen any kind of production or anything like that. But I know one was released in 2011, which was Bobby Fischer Against the World, which a lot of people will say it's pretty much on par with this film. And then there's Bobby Fischer Live. But here we're up with Pawn Sacrifice, where we follow the life of Bobby Fischer himself. And pretty much what we got here, we got Tobey Maguire playing Bobby Fischer, like I just said, and it's in a true story. It's based on a true story, pretty much around the Cold War times, where we follow the life of Bobby Fischer, and learn how he becomes this chess prodigy and one of the best players in the world, and pretty much how he went off on the deep end with his crazy side. There's a lot of his paranoia that kicked in and stuff as well. And this is made by Bleecker Street, which is a new studio in production. I know they have two more films coming out this year. I can't remember one of the name of them, which was with Bryan Cranston. It looks really good. And I know the other one is that Idris Elba film, Beasts of No Nation, which is going straight to Netflix and limited release as well. So this movie's already talking about getting nominations for some of the actors in here, especially Tobey Maguire. And those other two films I just talked about with Idris Elba and Bryan Cranston both look like they could easily be nominated as well. But so looks like this studio is off to a good start if that can happen. Basically, what I want to say here is I absolutely adored the film. I thought this was Tobey Maguire has always been one of my like underdog favorite actors. And I don't mean underdog in the sense that people view him as underdog. I mean just, I don't put him that high on my list, but I actually love the guy more than most people would know. And I think, personally, this is probably his best performance that he's probably given. He doesn't do too many movies, but when he does do something, it feels like it's something special because you haven't seen that guy in so long. Even though you do see him quite that time, but, you know, everybody knows that Spider-Man was probably his biggest role ever. And other than that, he's been either supporting role, especially in his starting career, he was kind of more of a supporting role. Even after Spider-Man, I want to say he had probably about two starring roles, which was one he got nominated for, Brothers. And I can't remember the name of the other one, but I remember that, I remember the movie, but I can't remember the name of it. And obviously we know back in 2013 we had The Great Gatsby, where he was more of a starring, supporting cast, but I thought he did a phenomenal job in that too. But here, you really capture a lot from Tobey. And why I think he's such a great actor, too, though, is because I think Tobey Maguire does some of the best facial expressions in Hollywood. And in here, He's pouring a lot of emotion and fear, a lot of emotion, fear, paranoia. I mean, he's playing up the statistics really high of what it is to portray a good performance out of an actor. And I think that that's one of the best things that this movie has going for it, because this is, obviously, it's a movie about chess. And it has a little bit more elements to that because, obviously, you know, we're following during the Cold War time and where pretty much Bobby Fischer wants to take on the Russians because he's studied chess. He's the youngest prodigy of American history. And plus, he was the first American ever to win a chess tournament because everybody knows that Russia dominated the chess game in every country. And Tobey Maguire's pretty much spent, or Bobby Fischer spent almost half his life pretty much studying the Russians to finally defeat them. And you have Liev Schreiber playing Boris in here, who Boris Spassky, who's pretty much the most dominant player in all the whole world. Peter Sarsgaard, who plays Father Bill in here, he plays a priest who's also a chess player as well. He's kind of Tobey Maguire's, he's kind of his handler, if you will. You know, he's the guy that knows what makes him tick and stuff like that, and he knows that he's kind of off the rocket. And then you got Michael Stolbiv, who plays his lawyer, sort of. But once Tobey Maguire figures out that the Russians have kind of been cheating, not over the rule, not breaking the rules too much, whatever, but it's so many Russians in the world championship that they kind of bend the rules a little bit just to make sure that a Russian wins. So they'll throw a game, they'll draw it if they have to, just to make sure most likely Boris will win. Tobey Maguire, pretty much Bobby Fischer pretty much spots them out on it, calls him out and says, "I'm quitting. There's no way for me, a one American, can defeat all this." And you know, Michael, his lawyer, comes to him and says, "Are you patriotic? Because people right now in America would kill to have a hero like you right now." And which makes perfect sense too, because obviously I wasn't born in this time when this happened, but America, we just lost, well, getting our asses handed to us, at least in the Vietnam War. And the Russians, they took this chess piece to a tournament as if it's, you know, a psychological mindset, as if they have higher intelligence than us because they keep kicking our asses in this. And, you know, America was in a, I don't want to say a downfall, but it was in a downfall of disappointment of saying, "Wow, we ain't won a damn thing yet." And here comes Bobby Fischer, poor kid from Brooklyn, worked his way up and stuff, and busted his ass too. And he's kicking these Russians' ass. He's kind of like that little shining sliver of hope, because in their mind, that this is, at least in a lot of people's mind too, when this was going on, this was war to them. This, even though there was no guns and no bullets involved, whatever, this was a psychological warfare of advanced intelligence here. Now, I dabble in chess. I play chess. But obviously, growing up in Compton, I ain't playing on no intellectual level such as this. I never understood the intellectual level part of it, but there was one thing about this movie that made it so great was that it makes you understand why people are so heavily involved with chess. Chess changes your mind and your gameplay forever, man. This movie, I think what it does best for people like that does play chess, like myself, but doesn't really get the competition of it or the intelligent level of it, I think this movie does a brilliant job of explaining that too. I think that's something the director here, even though this is a character piece film right here, this is really actor driven and the performance wise driven, I think the director does step in here and show you some great elements here of how to portray something that shouldn't be as suspenseful or intense on screen. I think he does an amazing job of showing you that, yeah, this is gonna be just as intense as, I don't know, watching a boxing match or war, you know, like Warrior or Rocky or anything like that. You know, this I think this steps up on that level as well, being just somewhat intelligent and excitement at the same time, and very suspenseful too. And I think one thing he does well is with the two characters of Peter Sarsgaard and Michael Stolbe. How the fuck you pronounce this dude's name? Oh, Stolbark, yeah. Michael Stolbark and Peter Sarsgaard. Peter Sarsgaard is there to pretty much answer the questions that chess players that don't think on that higher intelligent level, like this movie portrays itself, he's there to answer those questions that Michael Stolbark, who is kind of like the general audience, asking questions like, "What does that mean? What does this do?" And you got Peter Sarsgaard doing it. I think the supporting cast here was spot on, perfect. And what was so great about them is that they added that little bit of humanity to it to at least make it seem, I don't know, simple to go for the casual goers, if you will, the casual moviegoers, or the casual chess players, or non-casual chess players for that. I think had it just been Tobey Maguire, which, don't get me wrong, his performance is great, but with the supporting cast here, they really add a lot of extra elements into it to make you go along with it and make it an actual feature film. Liev Schreiber in here, I thought he was fucking great in here. It's about time that this guy started getting his due. I think the dude is a great actor, and I think he's been getting the shaft in a lot of fucking films lately. But here, he's not really talking too much. He's playing the Russian here, which he does a great job playing that, too. I love, because Bobby Fischer here, in this whole movie, he has to have quiet. He likes peace and quiet. He gets distracted easily. And a lot of people were playing, is it a mental game with him, and he's just scared to play the Russians, of course. But even Liev Schreiber kind of figures it out, like, no, he's not scared or whatever. He's playing a tactic because he's using that as an excuse because he knows I'll crush him if I get him one-on-one. But it plays to an advantage of Bobby Fischer here when, you know, Bobby Fischer starts beating him because they're in a, I think it was a game 12 or 20. I can't remember how many games it was that they played chess for the world championship here. But, you know, Liev Schreiber was leading by two, and then Bobby Fischer came back out of nowhere. And it's funny because all the little tics and mannerisms that Tobey Maguire has in his film to make him seem like he goes a little bit crazy and stuff, because there is something wrong with him. He has a paranoia schizophrenic in this film, and doctors even proven and stuff like that, but he'll never admit that. He's a paranoid schizophrenic, but it's funny because he thinks his phone's a tap. He thinks the Russians are tapping into him because, you know, the president is calling Tobey. I mean, everyone's relying on Tobey Maguire in this movie to get everything right and everything. But what was beautiful about it is just that the more matches he started winning, you start to see Liev Schreiber start to get a little just paranoid as well. He starts checking his chair and saying, somebody bugged this chair and stuff like that. It was really a great dynamic between the two and how they were going along. One thing I also liked about the movie, too, is the music. I thought the score was just subtle enough and just fitting for the tone of the guy. There's a great camera technique in here as well. The camera angles in here are just beautiful. But there's one technique in here I did really like, because this is set in the early 60s, late 60s, 70s area, stuff like that. One thing I did love was the POV shots of the old school cameras they had in here from when you could be staring at Tobey Maguire film from our viewpoint. And then one moment it'll go back to the POV camera shots of the reporters or something like that. And they'll show you like the roughed up edges of the camera on the side of the screen. And, you know, it's kind of got like a glossy glow. You can tell it's very, very inspiring too. You know, that's something about the time period pieces, time period films like this, is when you can get little elements like that right, it just adds that extra oomph to make that film even better. I do have one problem with the film though. It's not a perfect film, but I think the pacing is a little off, especially somewhere in the middle film. There's one weird scene here too where Tobey Maguire kind of meets a hooker at this one cheap ass motel they got to stay at. Which, by the way, I admire Bobby Fischer in this film too, because you know the Russians are getting badass hotels, 5-star suites, limousine rides, stuff like that, and they stick in Bobby Fischer, the American, where they're playing the damn chess tournament and fucking. Motels and shit like that, and he's got to take taxis and whatever, and Bobby Fischer, he stays fighting for, like, I should be treated just as much as the Russians. I'm a fucking American celebrity now, and I'm the best thing America has right now, because, you know, we don't have any champions in this country right now. One thing though, you know, like I said, the hooker though, she stays at the motel, and you know, they make a little joke about Bobby Fischer makes a little joke, you know, I want to lose my virginity. I thought that could have been taken out, to be honest. Because that character, who you think is going to be a love interest, she never comes back. I mean, you see her probably about two more times in the film, but after they have sex, too. It's PG-13 rating, so you don't really get to see the sex that much, but it looked like she was giving him a blowjob, which I was like, damn, Spider-Man, go ahead and get that. Hang upside down for that shit now. You just go a little bit lower, a little bit lower, a little bit lower. Perfect. But no, I thought that whole part could have been taken out. The pace, like I said, the pacing is a little off. This film is about an hour and 54 minutes. I think you could have shaved off maybe about 10 minutes of it. I think it would have been just fine. The middle half of it, it kind of goes back and forth, and you kind of forget what which tournament was. Because once the first time he loses to Liev Schreiber's character here, Borjak, I guess he travels the world to beat all the other world top players and grandmasters and stuff like that. And you kind of, I don't know, I kind of got a little lost right there, because I was just like, wait a minute, isn't he in the World Series here? Well, not the World Series, but the World Championship here. How can he just leave and go travel the country? But then again, that's coming from an ignorant motherfucker that don't know shit about this chess tournament. Another thing, too, I liked, which I wish personally would have got into a little bit more towards the end of the film, is after he beats Lee Schreiber in a great game. Actually, it was a great chess game, too. I mean, it was just sitting there watching the chess match. I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't at the edge of my seat, but I was damn near rising up going like, because, you know, especially when you know the moves that they're making and you can see them going on, you're just like, oh, man, you're fucked right here. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've never seen something like that before. You're really going out of your window, like all the tournaments you've been in and the practice you've done. You're going way out of your element of doing moves like this and taking a huge chance, too. But that was one thing I loved about the film, especially with the way Tobey Maguire portrayed Bobby Fischer, is his confidence level was just off the ground. When Bobby Fischer and Tobey Maguire, as one, they had it together on that chess board. My God, man, he just looked incredibly unstoppable. And I thought that was one thing I love about Tobey Maguire, is like the reactions he make with his face, man, are just incredible. I think the dude is a really underrated actor. I wish they would have got more into his paranoia towards the end of the film, because, you know, obviously it's based on a true story, so they show more of, like, you know, once the movie ends, they show the actual photos of the guy, which, by the way, they had the guy talking to when he was a younger version. Tobey Maguire sounded just like this guy, and some photos kind of looked like him, too, as well. At first, I was like, I don't look nothing like Bobby Fischer, but then they showed some younger ones. I was like, okay, I see why they got Tobey Maguire. Even with the little moles and everything like that, they really tried to capture the look and sound of him. But I wish they would have ended it with his paranoia, because everybody knows Bobby Fischer died in about, I believe it was 2008, and they were saying that his brain pretty much deteriorated after the tournament. I think he was arrested like 3 times, maybe. So, yeah, I kind of wish they would have got more into some of that, or really showed some of that, too. But at this point, I think that the movie was basically focusing on this time period and not any further into his life when he got older, and I thought the movie did a fine job of that. There is one beautiful shot in here, and you see it in the trailer. It's when he's on the beach. This is after the first time he loses to Lee Schreiber's character. And he wakes up because, for some reason, every time he gets mad, he just stumbles off and goes off somewhere. And it was really kind of sad, too, because you really do see his brain slowly deteriorating in this film, but yet still somewhat holding some kind of a composure, at least to make it through this whole tournament itself and world championship. But the beautiful shot here is when they're on the beach and he's yelling at Lee Schreiber's character, you know, I'm gonna defeat you're mine and stuff like that. The cinematography in that looked great. The Tobey Maguire's reaction to it was great, the way he shouted and stuff like that. You gotta have that crazy eye, and Tobey Maguire does that best. It's a fantastic film. I wish the pacing was a little bit better. I hope that Toby does get nominated, or at least a little mention, even a Golden Globe for that matter, too, because I think the dude was outstanding in this film, and I think somehow this might be swept under the rug, but it's getting a little bit of buzz right now, and, you know, the reviews have been great on it so far, so, yeah, I'm going to just give, I was hoping to give this a high C, because all the hype had got me kind of excited for this film, but because of the pacing issues, yeah, I'm just going to have to go plain old C it, but I think it's a fantastic film, and I think, even if you're not a fucking chess player or a lover, I think you'll still enjoy this film just because of the drama in it ensued. It makes it a really a good film. So all we need now is that part 2 by Edward Zwick, where Bobby Fischer loses his fucking shit and starts World War 3 with these Russians, because some of the shit he says in this film, man, I was almost damn near expecting Hitler to come out here, and him, that little Hitler mustache comes out of nowhere, and that finger, that hand goes up in the air and says, Hell Hydra, I mean, I almost said Hell fucking Hydra, that ain't even a real fucking thing, Hell, whatever the fuck Hitler was hailing or some shit like that, and damn all the Jews and the Russians and shit like that, because, man, they got Bobby Fischer going off on some fucking Jewish people in this film, and we find out that this motherfucker is Jewish, so that's how paranoid he was in this film. But, so, especially for Cody, I know he'll love the fuck out of this thing. You know, Jew bashing is one of his best works, and, you know, being a Jew himself, I know he'll appreciate some great art like this.
Hey! I'm coming for you! corruption. Poor kid from Brooklyn against the whole Soviet Empire.
You don't look well, Robert James.
They're all out to screw me. The Russians and the Jews.
We are Jews. Bobby is Jewish. What do you people say to him when he comes out with this trash?
People think there are all these options, but in the end, there's no place to go.
Bobby!
He might cry.
Bobby?
Won't cry.